Sun Ra on this May the 14th, 100 years old. Well, he's not still with us, but this is his 100th birthday. He died, left us in 1993. But Sun Ra, born Herman Poole Blount, was an amazing musician, amazing cultural figure who said, man, I'm not from here. I'm from out there. And he was kind of in some ways the soul of what became the Afrofuturist movement in this country. And Sun Ra was an amazing figure, brilliant genius. He named himself Sun Ra after the Egyptian god of the sun. He said the name he was given. He said, that's an imaginary name, never existed. Any name that I use other than Ra is a pseudonym. So Sun Ra, we're going to play his music during the course of today and remember him. I think he's one of the great brilliant jazz musicians and made us really think with his riffs about what it meant to be descended from slaves, what it meant to be a non-human being and creating human beings in a different light. So Sun Ra would have been 100 years old today and one of our great musicians. So on this day in history, a lot of things did happen. This is in Martinique. This is Abolition Day. And on Martinique in 1848, slavery was abolished. So they celebrate that in Martinique today. They are partying today. This is Harvey Milk Day in California. Yesterday we talked about the assassination of Harvey Milk, who was the openly gay county supervisor, city councilman in San Francisco, shot dead by another former councilman who was freed because of this Twinkie defense, saying he ate too much sugar and was depressed. But this day is also Harvey Milk's birthday. He was born on this day in 1930. On this day in 1849, Abraham Lincoln became the first president of the United States of America, before he became president, obviously, to issue a patent. He patented something that lifted boats out of the water and moved them across ponds. I never knew that until this moment. But this day in 1856, when the enslavery was heating up, Senator Charles Sumner gave this impassioned speech against Southerners who sympathized with pro-slavery violence in Kansas, Bleeding Kansas it was called, and a Southern South Carolina congressman, Preston Brooks, got up with a cane and in the hall of the U.S. Senate beat him down and almost killed him with his silver-studded cane. On this day in 1863, the War Department started the Bureau of Colored Troops and launched a campaign for the recruitment of black soldiers and freedmen and runaway slaves to fight against the Confederacy. On this day in 1872, the end of Reconstruction began when then-President Ulysses S. Grant signed the Amnesty Act, which began giving amnesty and full civil rights to former Confederate soldiers and sympathizers. On this day in 1895, the socialist Eugene Debs was imprisoned in Woodstock, Illinois, for leading in the Pullman strike, later to run for President of the United States of America several times. This day, another patent was released on this day in 1906, the Wright Brothers flying machine. Was given a patent on this day. In 1920, this day, pensions began. The Civil Service Retirement Act of 1920 gave federal workers a pension. And so here we are, almost 100 years later, where we're seeing them whittled away to nothing, or people trying to whittle pensions away. It was only in 1920 that they really started. On this day in 1964, Lyndon Baines Johnson, said the goals of our great society were to end poverty and racial injustice in America. And this is 2014, and we're still rolling with it because it hasn't happened yet. And on this day in 1966, Bill Cosby became the first African-American to receive an Emmy for Best Actor for his role in I Spy. Those of you old enough to remember that. And this day in 2002, a jury in Alabama convicted the former KKK member Bobby Frank Cherry for the 1963 murders of the four little girls and the bombing of the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama, and he was convicted on this day after many years of that. So that is this day in history. Leave you with one quick thing, that two great authors died on this day. One was Claude McKay, great Harlem Renaissance writer, died in 1948 on this day. And in 1967, the incomparable Langston Hughes passed away. That's this day in history. There's much more. Just go on up to steinershow.org and check on our website and see what we have. We'll be right back.